Restrictive government measures are having an enormous effect on reducing the number of new cases of coronavirus. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times, which quotes NUI Maynooth President Professor Philip Nolan, who's leading a team advising the government on the likely spread of the virus. He was speaking after the death of 8 more patients diagnosed with COVID-19 were announced by the National Public Health Emergency Team yesterday evening. Professor Nolan says that although the measures have resulted in a huge fall in the growth rate of the outbreak, it will take 7 to 14 days before the full impact of the measures are known. 6 of yesterday's 8 deaths were in the east, 1 was in the south, and 1 was in the west. Professor Nolan is also quoted in the lead story in the Irish Independent, which takes the line that although the daily growth rate in confirmed cases of coronavirus has dropped, it's still not enough to ensure that hospitals will be able to cope with the number of patients needing critical care. Some of the medics who are likely to be looking after those critically ill patients generate the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail, which reports that final year medical students at Trinity College are being called on to take care of coronavirus patients in intensive care units. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner quotes Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan, who said yesterday that the COVID-19 restrictions currently in place are unlikely to be lifted fully on the 12th of April, when their official time limit runs out. North-south split will cost lives. That's the lead headline in today's Irish News. Dr. Gabriel Scally is quoted urging political leaders in Northern Ireland to depart from the British government's coronavirus strategy and to harmonise with the Republic, a sentiment echoed in an opinion piece he's written for today's Times. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that 1 in 6 workers in Northern Ireland could lose their jobs as a result of the COVID-19 crisis. The main picture back in the front of today's Times is of the US hospital ship Comfort, with Manhattan in the background as it enters New York Harbour yesterday, where it is to be used during the coronavirus pandemic. The Mail and Independent run with pictures of Ryan Tuberty on their front pages this morning. "I've COVID-19, but I'm in flying form," is the caption in the Mail. The picture on the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, is of firefighters battling a gorse fire blaze, alongside a piece outlining how Minister Josepha Madigan said yesterday that landowners who deliberately set fires will face the full rigour of the law following an increase in the number of call-outs to wildfires in the south since Thursday. Also on the front of the Examiner, it's reported there that Alone, the charity which provides support for older people, received more than 1,000 calls on Saturday following the introduction of cocooning measures. And finally, a number of papers report today on the theft of a Van Gogh painting, his 1884 work Spring Garden, which was taken from the Singer Laren Museum just outside Amsterdam in the early hours of yesterday morning. You might remember that the museum, which was closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, also had 7 statues stolen from its garden back in 2007.